Well, there's Bill, just the boy I'm looking for. Come over here, Bill, I want to talk to you.
Say, look here, what you want, man?
The boy, you working?
No, I ain't done a lick of work for the last 6 months.
I can get you a good job out on the farm here.
Is it easy?
Oh, yeah, easy work out there.
What have I got to do?
Well, all you got to do is get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Come out the barn, clean up all the stalls, brush down the horses, repair some of the harness.
And I suspect breakfast is ready then, ain't it?
No, it's too early for breakfast yet.
Don't eat yet.
No, then you get your milk pails, sit down, milk about 28 or 30 cows.
Uh-huh.
Then you drive your cows out to the pasture.
Yeah.
Then you hitch up a pair of horses.
Yeah.
Take your milk down the railroad station and send it into the city.
Look, how far is the railroad station?
Oh, about 9 miles.
9 miles. Mm. Then I expect I eat after that.
Yep, by the time you get home, your breakfast will be ready.
Oh, no, I know. I'm going to get something good to eat. Look here, man, what am I going to get for my breakfast?
You're going to get some mush and milk.
Mush and milk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Then I expect after breakfast, I can go down, lay under one of the trees and smoke a pipe, can't I?
No, after breakfast, you want to get right on your job.
On the job?
Yep.
What I do?
Why, you hitch up a pair of oxen, go over in the field, and you plow up about 18 to 20 acres of land.
Yeah, then I expect dinner's ready by that time.
No, no, you bring your oxen back to the barn, put them up. Then you get your old cross buck saw and your axe, and you chop up about 3 or 4 cord of wood.
Then I expect I know dinner's ready then.
Oh, now you're going to have a good country dinner.
Hey, though, what am I going to get? That's what. What am I going to get for my dinner?
Some fried mush.
Fried mush?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, man. See, look here. Then I expect after dinner, I can go read the paper or something like that, can't I?
No, so right after dinner, you grab your grub hole, go over there in the swamp, and you grub up about 90 to 100 stumps.
No, say, man, I thought you said this work was easy.
Why, this ain't hard work for a great, big, strong, healthy boy like you.
No, no, that ain't. I know that's easy. Say, then I expect I can go get my supper then, can't
I? No, so you come on over to the barn and help us pitch up some hay up in the lawn.
Yeah.
Then you go and drive your cows from the pasture.
Yeah.
Sit down and milk your cows again.
Yeah.
Take your milk down to the railroad station.
Yeah, again?
Mm-hmm.
Then I expect supper's ready.
Yes, by the time you get back, you'll have a good appetite.
Oh, you better have a good appetite. You better will. What am I going to get for my supper?
You're going to get some mush and molasses.
Mush and molasses? Oh, Lord, I'll be full of mush. Then after supper, I expect I can go to sleep.
No, sir. After supper, you do your chores.
Chores? Say, look here, man. What are you doing? Chores? I never heard of that. What is it?
Why, you go out the barn, make the beds for all the stuff.
Yeah.
Go up the loft, pitch down some hay, fill up the manger.
Yeah, then I can go to bed.
No, no. Then you take a couple of pails, go down the river, and bring up some water and water the cows.
Look here, how much water them cows drink?
Well, if they're thirsty, they'll drink about 2 and 3 pails of water apiece.
Say, look here, man. Don't you expect I'd better watch the river up to the cows?
No, that's impossible.
Yeah, but what again? Then what? Then I go to bed.
No, you go out the corn crib and you husk about 60 or 80 bushels of corn.
80 bushels?
Mm-hmm.
Then do I go to bed after that?
No, we might send you over to the neighbors, see if they can use you for a couple of hours.
Oh, the neighbors?
Yeah.
And then I expect I can go to bed after that.
Yeah, then you can go to bed and sleep from Monday till Tuesday.
Oh, that's nice.
You go to bed 11:55 Monday night, and you get up 11:55 Tuesday morning.
Hey, look here, nigga, that's only 10 minutes. Why, look here, what in the name of the Lord do you think I am anyway?
Well, that's all the sleep a good, healthy boy wants.
I know that, but look here, what I get for all of that?
Well, you get $4 a month and we'll find you.
Just give me that $4 a month and you never will find me.